It's Monday, January 15th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Since his imprisonment in October 2016 in Istanbul, Turkey, on trumped-up charges, Pastor Andrew Brunson has lost over 50 pounds, reports Religion News Service. Brunson is only allowed to leave his cell once a week for a scheduled visit with his wife. Most of these visits are conducted in a room divided by a plexiglass wall. He has had no due process. In fact, the Turkish government for almost a year has given him no information about the charges against him and no court date. The case against him seems to be based on secret evidence and a secret witness that allege his involvement in trying to overthrow the Turkish government, a charge which he flatly denies. In the wake of Vice President Mike Pence's announcement last October that the United States government would provide direct aid to persecuted Iraqi Christians struggling to rebuild following the liberation of the Nineveh Plains, the Trump administration has taken concrete steps to follow through on its promises. Trump's administration announced that it has renegotiated an agreement with the UN to ensure that vulnerable Christians, Yazidis, and other religious minorities victimized by the Islamic State in Iraq will get the UN assistance they were previously denied. According to the U.S. Agency for International Development, the agency has ensured that $55 million of its $75 million payment to the UN Development Program Funding Facility for Stabilization in Iraq, quote, will address the needs of vulnerable religious and ethnic minority communities, end quote, in the Nineveh province. Panic spread through the state of Hawaii on Saturday morning when residents received an alert on their phones warning of a ballistic missile threat that was accidentally sent out by civil defense, reports the Daily Mail. Scores of confused residents tweeted screenshots of the warnings after receiving them shortly after 8 a.m. local time. Hawaii falls within the range of the intercontinental ballistic missiles that North Korea has been testing in recent months, as tensions between Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un flare up. Conservative author Ann Coulter appeared on the Fox Business Lou Dobbs show to say she is not pleased that President Trump is willing to grant amnesty to the 800,000 so-called Dreamers before building the much-anticipated border wall, which was the linchpin to his entire presidential candidacy.
He agreed with DIFI. Yes, we'll have a standalone Dreamer bill, just granting everybody amnesty, and we'll get to that comprehensive immigration stuff later. This is a disaster. It was the lowest day of his presidency. His only hope is to be pedal to the metal, fulfill his promises, build the wall, end chain migration, and deport these Dreamers.
A crowdfunding site for a pro-life theatrical drama in production that promises to tell the true story of the Roe v. Wade Supreme Court decision that established a so-called right to abortion has been blocked by Facebook, reports WorldNetDaily.com. Academy Award-winning actor John Voight will star as a Supreme Court justice. The movie's producer, Nick Loeb, explained that the content of the movie, which exposes Planned Parenthood's roots in the eugenics movement, clearly is the reason for the censorship. Psalm 139:16 says, "Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." Why has homeschooling become more popular in Britain? Stay tuned for a Worldview special report by Emily Swanson immediately following today's newscast. And finally, when the wind chill factor dipped below 15 degrees in Chicago and area shelters did not open, Greg Schiller decided to open his basement to the homeless to offer a cot, a warm place to stay, movies, and coffee, reports WMAQ-TV. He previously co-founded the Matthew 25-40 Ministry, a homeless shelter outreach program at Elgin First United Methodist Church. But Elgin, Illinois city officials last week ordered Schiller to stop using his home to help the homeless because the basement ceiling height was too low and the windows were too high and small to be used as an egress. Despite his attempts to protect people in dangerously low temperatures, officials said they would refer Schiller's house to be condemned if he resisted the order to stop hosting the homeless, which included removal of a portable toilet set up for them. Fortunately, the city is now creating new shelters and has even offered the police department lobby for people with nowhere to go. In Matthew 25:40, Jesus declares, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." And that's the worldview in 5 minutes. On this Monday, January 15th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for a Worldview Special Report by Emily Swanson. British homeschooling has only grown more popular in the past 6 years, according to a recent article from the Freedom Project. The Worldview spoke to Pastor Puyen Mershahi from Cheltenham, England, about why he thinks homeschooling has grown so popular in the UK in the past few years. He said one of the concerns is the dumbing down of the school system.
Homeschooling movement is not necessarily a Christian movement. It is very much mixed, but the Christian homeschoolers are the majority. But there would be others from non-religious backgrounds, Muslims, and so on, who do homeschool their children. Now, this could be some of the reasons, as I talk to individuals who are not Christians, some of it is due to the quality of education or the lack thereof that the children are getting, and it is increasing the dumbing down of the government-controlled curriculum. So when people begin to compare themselves to their own children, and they realize that they knew far more about the world in which they lived in as a child than their own children.
Mershahi said there are several other reasons people have chosen to homeschool.
Others have concerns because of the politicization of education, and they don't like it. Others would say that the education that their children are getting is no longer relevant. People come out, they are graduated from school or college or university, and yet unable to find suitable work.
Mershahi said that Christian families are choosing homeschooling out of concern for their children's souls.
They are more concerned about the morality issue in education and the fact that increasingly Christians are coming to realize that education is not something that simply the teaching of the mind, but it is the fear of God is beginning of wisdom. And so they're beginning to look at passages such as Psalm 1 and thinking to themselves, what are we doing with our children as they are sent out into a world which mocks the Bible and hates Christ, and yet we are allowing such enemies to be feeding the minds of our children.
Mershahi said that the UK has very few restrictions on homeschooling.
If a family have not sent their children to school from the beginning, they have not gone into the system, and therefore there are no legal requirements for the government to keep checks on them. But what they would try to do is to encourage people to have interviews, regular yearly interviews, but there are no real restrictions at this moment in time, other than the law requires children to be taught appropriate level of education.
Mershahi testified that though people often argue that homeschooling is limited, it often provides a more well-rounded education.
There are certain things that maybe we are limited at home, such as certain things about sports and so on, and that's sometimes what people use as an argument against it. But when we talk about education, sports, or any other things that do not come under the heading of education, it's not really education, it is extracurricular. But I believe, generally speaking, there is a more well-rounded education, and that is very encouraging to see in our own children, in other families' children.
Mershahi humbly reminded parents that homeschooling is not going to change your children's hearts.
We cannot change our children's hearts. It is all of God's grace, and yet we provide them prayerfully material that does not cause them to stumble. And we believe that if children are brought up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, we can only expect the Lord to bless.
Mershahi emphasized that homeschooling gives Christian parents the opportunity to freely teach their children about the things of God.
When we talk about homeschooling, I always look at it as any form of education. When we teach children in the things of God and also the world in which they live in, we are actually discipling them. It is part of discipleship and what the Lord has taught us and at the latter part of Mark and the Gospel of Matthew, to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
Mershahi shared the most pressing prayer requests for Christian homeschooling families in the UK and around the world.
When we pray for ourselves and for others, we ought to pray that all our lives, from when we get up, when we are walking by the way, when we are lying down, it will be something that glorifies God, and for us to be consistent in our parenting, in our discipling of our children, in our life before the Lord, in our life in the church and in the family.
He said that we must pray for the keeping of our hearts because we live in a world that is opposed to gospel discipleship.
Another prayer ought to be for the keeping of our hearts, spiritual, because by doing things contrary to what the world would have us do, there is a constant pressure that are we doing enough so that our children can do well after they leave our home. And I think the parents, therefore, are under much fear and pressure, for both from within the church and outside of the church too, and for them to be reminded again and again that we are bringing up and training up our children so that they might one day dwell in heaven, not in this world, and for them to realize that all that they learn, if it is without Christ, is of no value. It is vanity.
Mershahi concluded by explaining what homeschool parents need.
The parents need constant encouragement and praying for them to not lose heart. And if they give their children a Christian education, that is the main thing, to give them a biblical education. It doesn't matter what the world's standards are. The world's standards are not nowhere near what God's standards is. And therefore, the parents need to look heavenward, look above this world, to realize that if they give a biblical education, then they have done what God requires them to do, and the consequences and the fruit are with the Lord and not with them.
Deuteronomy 6:5-7 describes God's prescription for teaching children. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. This has been a Worldview Special Report. I'm Adam McManus. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.